Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
We have a very dear friend of mine in the studio today. My boy Steezy, YouTuber, right? Filmmaker, ex-prank, singing in public YouTuber.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Aspiring filmmaker, aspiring showrunner.
From a guy who used to jump off piers in Santa Monica on World Star to now pitching a show to Hulu and Netflix.
Views. Drama/comedy TV series about internet culture and like people making money online. It's a show that I'm trying to get picked up and like start production next year. Yeah, that's definitely the area that I want to go into, is like directing and writing TV.
So back when you were jumping off piers, you always had this vision?
Yeah, because the first time I ever went onto a film set was when I was 17. Mm-hmm. And that's when I fell in love with film. So yeah, I think I've always had the idea. I really want, when people say my name, they think of independent filmmaker. So that's what I'm working towards.
It's hard though, being that, you know, we came from like a YouTube.
Yeah, like background. You're always like labeled as like YouTuber.
Yeah.
And
I even
hate how that word sounds.
YouTuber?
Yeah. At least it's not TikToker.
Right. That'd be terrible.
That would suck, man.
Even like Jake Paul too, like he's labeled as a YouTube boxer, right? They don't call him a boxer. Jake Paul, oh, that's the, you know, undefeated boxer. No.
YouTube boxer.
Today, you know, I watched a couple of your videos recently. I figure you might have an interesting perspective on this topic. Showing your emotions as a man. And that's like the overarching topic, but more specifically, right, I wanted to kind of touch on the idea that, you know, we're boys with Sneeko, right? And him, he's always preaching like, oh, we shouldn't be vulnerable. We shouldn't show our emotions. If something happens to us, we got to just like walk that shit off, brush it off the shoulder, cool.
Which is true to like some point. Like, yeah, as men, like, we should just walk it off. We should, or like as he said in that one video, which I really like how it sounds for some reason, sweat out your tears. Like, go to the gym and just like sweat it out. Which, I don't know, that really like hit me like, damn, it's even poetic. Right. Sweat out your tears. Like that, I don't know, that could be like a movie or an album.
Sweat out your tears.
Title.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, you know, there's some truth to that. Like as a guy, like you gotta, you know, you got to take it on the chin and you got to, you know, just forget about it or move on.
Right.
That's like part of being a man. But yeah, I guess like there is a small little like, you know, there's something in there where you got to actually cry it out sometimes.
Right. Have you cried recently?
No, not really.
No?
No. Yeah, not really. Well, if you're saying recently, as in like this year, I would say this year I've cried the most out of like my entire life. For
oh,
sure.
Really?
Yeah. Which felt good. It feels good to cry.
Okay.
You know?
Fair. What did you cry about?
I don't know. I think like I dropped my toothbrush and like.
What?
I dropped my tooth. Like.
Okay.
I don't know. Like I got up and I stubbed my toe.
Right.
And then I remember I ordered breakfast, but then the DoorDasher, like, I don't know, he, like, spilled all the food, so then I didn't have anything to eat. And then I went to go brush my teeth, and then I dropped it. And, bro, like, after three things went wrong, it was like, come on, you just gotta cry it out.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sorry.
You shouldn't laugh about that, bro.
I'm sorry.
Wait, yeah, that's, like, very...
Yeah, I'm sorry, that was kind of disrespectful.
Yeah, man.
Those
are, like, serious problems.
Right. Now, was it, like, an electric toothbrush?
Nah, I don't believe in, like...
Electricity?
Electricity, yeah. No, but, like, all jokes aside, no, like, actually, toothbrushes... No, I feel like electric toothbrushes are just cheating. Okay. I'm not even trying to be funny, like...
Is cheating life?
Nah, because it's like, how can I put this in perspective?
Like, so you would rather just drive, like a Toyota Camry over, like, a Tesla if you were given the option to...
Now, there's exceptions. And I don't really know where the barriers like land, but like with toothbrushes, and I think the biggest reason is because like I'm a germaphobe.
Okay.
So with electric toothbrushes, it'll be like very expensive to like constantly like swap them out, you know?
Sure.
Even though I know some you could swap out the head.
Yeah, right? You could swap out the head.
But like I like to get cheap toothbrushes because for some reason, bro, I have to swap it out every 3 days.
Like you get a new toothbrush every 3 days?
Yeah, every 3 days. I'm not even lying.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I found this one toothbrush that's really good on Amazon. It comes with in three packs called Dr. Phillips. They're super soft.
How much do you get per pack?
Three. Like, I order a pack a week, which I know is super bad for the environment. But, like, bro, I'm a germaphobe, so I just can't.
Okay. Yeah. So cried over a toothbrush, even though he gets new ones every week. Well, anything else?
Anything else?
What was another instance where you know you were just pretty down bad on your emotions?
I don't know. That one was pretty like that was like the hardest one.
That was the hardest one. Okay. You vouch for like therapy, right?
Yeah. I vouch for therapy, which I haven't gone to therapy though, which is funny. Huh. But like no. I mean I signed up for BetterHelp.
Right.
But I just haven't like gotten around to. Like actually starting my first session.
Oh.
But I found out they're charging my card like $360 a month.
So $360?
Yeah, I already got charged like three times with
them. Oh, Jesus.
So like I should start, but yeah. No, but like
that's something to cry about.
Yeah. In the video I got like a therapy session, right? Right. But obviously that one was like for jokes.
Yeah.
Okay. So I wouldn't
really... I watched the video, so I figured, you know.
Yeah.
You had some experience.
Yeah. But I learned a lot about therapy, but I just didn't really, like, you know, practice it, which I should, but
right.
I learned more from, like, the therapist chair. You know, I learned his tactics, what he does, how he gets inside people's minds, and, like, what he uses to, like, help people with their happiness, which was really cool.
So it's, like, directly linked to, like, happiness, you think?
Well, no, because happiness is, like, a tricky thing. Mm-hmm. Because happiness is always temporary, which is like a really depressing realization. Like,
okay,
you know, knowing that like even though you're happy right now, right. it's gonna go away and you're gonna get sad again, and it's just like a normal because the human brain is a problem solving machine. Right. So let's say you're a millionaire, you're doing everything that you love to do, you're with the girl of your dreams, you're hanging out with your homies every day, you're still gonna get depressed. Occasionally, because your brain is going to focus on like just whatever problem is there. If there's no problems at all, it'll find the problem. So it's like
if there's no problems, it will find a problem
or it will create problems. So, you're going to start crying over dumb shit like dropping a toothbrush. So it's like, you know, so that's a very depressing realization to come to as a human. Like no matter what, you will always get depressed.
Okay.
We're like in this prison, you know.
Right.
But from if you view it from the right perspective, it can be like a freeing realization.
Okay.
Knowing that like if you even view it from like, okay, I'm depressed right now, but this depression is temporary.
Right.
It just depends on how you view it.
What have your experiences been with like depression?
I would say it mainly comes from, you know, what we do, which
YouTube,
yeah. YouTube can be like mentally insane. Industry,
yeah,
because it's like with any other job, and I mean other jobs have like their struggles too. I'm not trying to make the other industries seem like easy, but with YouTube, it's like your financial status or like your current like how you're doing is public,
like, right? Like well, not necessarily. Well,
not financial. That was wrong. Like. Your views are public, your subscribers are public, you know, people can see how many views you got this month. Yeah. So like compared to like a stockbroker,
right,
you know, nobody sees like their performance every month. Mm-hmm, but like us, it's like public. And I think that's like just one of the many things that makes what we do like pretty difficult.
Right. You know? Also, it's like our egos are attached to the view counts. That we get.
Yeah, because what's your channel name?
Is my name,
Yeah. So it's like your face is the company. Whereas like somebody who's running some e-commerce site,
right.
you know, they can completely detach themselves and they could go to the beach and like relax.
Right.
Whereas us, we're constantly checking YouTube studio and seeing what people are saying about us as a person. So it's like, fuck. Like, it's hard to detach.
Right. And it's like nobody gives more of a shit about this company than you do.
Yeah.
Right. It's like, whereas other companies, yeah, sure, you care about the company, you care about the cause, but with a YouTube channel, you give so much fucks.
Because it's you.
It's because it's you.
Yeah.
And you give, like, an unbelievable amount of fucks. That's why when things aren't going well, you are ultra depressed.
Yeah.
I think for me, too, it's like, my hardest, most depressing time this year was when like the YouTube wasn't going right.
It makes your whole world like gray.
Yeah. I think that was the only time I cried outside of like my relationships and whatnot.
Huh.
Yeah.
I was just about to ask that. Like, have you cried over this?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did.
Huh.
Yeah, cried to my girl.
For some reason, I've never cried over like the YouTube stuff, but like, don't get that wrong. I've been down. Like, for some reason, when it comes to the YouTube stuff, I just like my brain ignores it. Okay. Which it makes it worse.
Right.
You know? I don't know if that makes sense. It does, like, make other areas even worse, too.
Yeah.
Because then you just, like, you lose your motivation and, like, even your energy for some reason. Yeah. It just affects your energy,
Your energy is down.
And then you get to a point where you stop caring. Like, have you ever gotten to a point where you just stop giving fucks and, like, you just start posting, like, whatever? But then you start to realize, like, maybe this isn't good. Like, I don't know. My version of that where I stopped giving fucks was I posted this video, like, this parody video, like reading books silently in the library. Mm. And the prank was just like a parody. Like the whole video was silent. Like there was no prank.
It was like a Charlie Chaplin type beat. Or just like a silent film. Charlie Chaplin.
I don't know who that is.
Okay.
But yeah, it was just
filmmaker,
like,
you don't know who Charlie Chaplin is?
What films has he made?
Huh?
What films has he made?
Oh, he's made all the silent films back in the 1920s.
Silent films.
Yeah.
Well, that's too far back.
Okay.
1920s? God, 1920. Damn, yeah, of course I don't know who that is. You haven't got to that phase where you just stop caring? And then it kind of makes you think, like, fuck, what's happening to my mindset? Even with Instagram stories, like, to where you just, like, fuck it. You kind of Kanye it.
There is, like, spurts where I'm like, oh, I don't care because I have brand deals lined up. Where I'm like, okay, I'm just going to put this on a brand deal. Or I'm going to put a brand deal.
That also, too.
On a video.
I guess that's part of it.
Yeah.
I hate when the brand deal is, like, the main motivation for a video.
Right.
Yeah, it's the worst.
You got a girlfriend recently.
Yeah.
How's being your first relationship?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely interesting. Even, like, what you were talking about in the beginning of this, like, men trying to show more emotion, girls are so good at getting guys to, like, be more vulnerable. Guys are not themselves when they're around other guys, which I thought that's when guys are themselves.
Oh, no.
I think guys are truly themselves when they're around a female because it's, like, perfect balance. You know, feminine energy and masculine energy together, that's true. But when guys are around their boys, like,
there's
it's
like an ego thing.
Yeah, like you're trying to act tough and like everything's a competition.
Oh, not with my boys. I I'd be hugging Gabe. I'd be like,
no, but like there, it's still.
I'd be crying with Gabe at the club. Like if we take like 3-4 shots, like we be like really you know vulnerable with each other.
Okay, I mean,
like more so him though. Like less so of me. I remember Gabe at my birthday. He took like 3 shots. He started crying to me. He was like, man, I appreciate you so much. You know, stuff like that, right? So like, I think we should, like, normalize, you know, like, just being more vulnerable with the boys. But I see your point, though. Gabe was on Molly. Gabe was... but yeah.
Wait, is Molly meth?
No.
Because I had somebody tell me, like, a few days ago that Molly is just a small dose of methamine.
No.
And I was like, whoa. No, that's not true.
Yeah, just being vulnerable with your girl.
I've always been on like that mindset of like, oh, bitches ain't shit. You know, like girls are distractions and like, oh, I gotta be by myself my whole life. Like, I've always had the mindset of like, I'm never gonna get married, never gonna have kids. Just focus on the grind, 100%. But this year, I don't know. I just realized like, oh, I need to do some living aside from my career. I need to like focus on who am I, and like a relationship is just like one part of like. Trying to, I don't know, just slow down and like enjoy life.
Right.
And yeah, I've noticed like my girl like helps me stop thinking so much or like detach from work and like, you know, I think that's important.
What made you decide, oh, she was the one?
I met her a long time ago. So that definitely helped too. I met her like 3.5 years ago. Like we've just been around each other for so long. And also she has the same exact music taste as me, which... For some reason, I think music is just so important when it comes to relationships.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to be in the car and, like, a girl's, like...
You guys not jamming the same song.
Yeah, over the music. And then she, like, puts on Taylor Swift. You know, you don't want that.
Wait, Taylor Swift is good, though. I would actually, like...
Yeah, it's good, but it's, like...
No, Taylor Swift is actually a great... Like, she has, like, a catalog of great music.
But music's subjective, though. That's my point.
No, I think everybody loves...
What's your favorite Taylor Swift song?
22. I know I'm 27 now, but like every time Yeah,
it gets you, you bump that when you're alone?
I bump that, like, in the morning when I'm, like, on my drive to the gym. And it gets me going. I shit you not.
Really?
Like, Taylor Swift and Hannah Montana.
Damn.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, it's, like just white girl music that, like, I wouldn't normally listen to with, like... Because, like, normally, like, when I'm in the car with the boys... And they pass me the aux. They don't want me to play no fucking Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
So, but then I have like this repressed like eagerness to like jam out to like, you know, some sing along white girl music. Yeah, that's my time in the morning to do that.
Huh.
So yeah.
I think you'll like this then.
What is this? A cockroach?
No. You just like wind it up the other way, or yeah, you had it the right way.
This is creepy. What is this supposed to be?
I don't know. You said you like Taylor Swift, so I think that's like... Maybe you could use that in the morning before you start your day. Or at the gym.
You think this is going to get me going?
Yes. You said you like Taylor Swift. That sounds pretty like white girly to me.
This is funeral music.
You're just not feeling it.
Is this a gift?
Yeah, it could be a gift.
Okay.
Yeah, use it in the morning.
I appreciate
Bring
that.
It to the gym.
Put it on top of the side.
Actually, this creeps me out. This is actually the first gift we ever got on the podcast. Hey, you know, why don't we take some time, have you give me some therapy?
What have you been feeling lately? And you could put it into pictures, you could put it into...
I could put it into pictures?
I mean, you could put it into animals. How have you been feeling? You don't have to describe it in, like,
technical I've been feeling words. Like a golden retriever recently.
Golden retriever.
Yeah.
And like, what's going on in your life or in general?
You know, I'm getting into a good habit. For like a whole month though, I was like really sick. So I felt like I couldn't like, you know, full speed like life. I was only like half-assing life for that whole month that I was sick. Before that, I was doing NoFap for like 45 days. And then as soon as I got sick, I started beating my dick again. So I got into a pretty bad rut a little bit.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't beating it like crazy, but I was doing like 3-4 times a week, whereas before I was doing...
No, that's not bad.
Yeah, that's not bad, yeah. but then considering like...
Those are rookie numbers.
While, you know, coming from like a masturbation veteran, those might be rookie numbers, but for myself, I coming from like a span of NoFap, right, that was a lot.
How long did you do NoFap for?
45 days.
Damn.
I challenged myself to do 90 days,
mm-hmm.
but then, when I got sick, I'm like, yo, I'm bedridden. What am I going to do?
Yeah. There's no option after that.
Yeah.
You're home all day.
Yeah. I was like, you were sick too. It was like a flu going around or some shit.
I didn't really get that sick. I got like a runny nose, but then it went away. I got the flu shot this year, so.
No, I see.
Usually I procrastinate on that, but.
I was feeling kind of bad, kind of, not bad, but it's more so just down myself. Then I started getting into a bit of a routine.
You mean routine as in you started NoFap again? Or?
No.
You still come fapping.
No, I fapped less.
Okay.
But then because I got into that habit when I was sick,
yeah,
I did start fapping again. Yeah, but then I started getting back into the gym in the morning.
Hmm.
I feel like right now I'm at a really good spot of like, well, except I sprained my wrist boxing, but other than that, I've been pretty good. Like I'm back in my like gym routine in the morning. I'm fapping like twice a week.
How often do you work out?
Like 5 times a week. Mm. Yeah, I start the morning. Yeah,
that's
at
good,
like.
That's good. And do you see like a, what are like the main differences you see from when you were like at your peak in NoFap and then like now, because you're in your routine now, yeah. And you were in your routine and during NoFap, but like the difference is you're like you're nutting. So like, what's like the? I'm curious.
Is this what you say in therapy? Talk about. I could say these things, right?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, okay. You can say anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's like a open discussion for anything.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
People in therapy, I'm pretty sure some people talk about like them like cheating or like what they should do.
Oh,
you know, but people talk about everything, and therapists are like on a contract to where they can't tell anybody what you tell them.
But what do therapists even tell to cheaters? Well, it's fine.
They just tell them how to like work it out, I guess, or like if like they should tell their partner. I don't know, or maybe right. They even tell them like. I don't know. I mean, yeah, therapists are like Because, like, cheating is a normal thing. I mean, I don't know statistics, but I'm pretty sure, like, over 80% of people, like, have cheated or been cheated on. Like, it's a normal human thing. So, in therapy, like, you're dealing with a human. So,
right.
You know, therapy is supposed to be...
relieving.
It's just, like, anything that happens in human nature is up for discussion in therapy, you know? Yeah, but I wonder, I'm curious if, like, anybody has ever, like, told their therapist too much, like, crimes they committed. And I wonder what happens in that contract then. I mean, I know therapists are allowed to tell somebody if what they're telling them is, like, going to hurt themselves or hurt other people.
Right.
But I wonder, like...
like, damn, yeah, I really want to shoot up a school next week.
Like, a therapist has to tell somebody. Damn.
Let's imagine getting that hit with that question. Oh, talk me through that. Okay. So what have these students done to you?
And why do you feel this way towards them?
Finally asked.
Somebody said, yeah, somebody, if somebody just asked me, I wouldn't be at the gun shop buying these ARs.
Back
to the session.
Oh, yeah, the therapy session.
Yeah,
so I find it very interesting that you you say golden retriever and you're talking about you want to get in back into the routine of NoFap.
Yes. I think a happy medium is also for me, right? Maybe once a week, twice a week. That's a good amount. But
are you like an all or nothing type of guy? If you're going to do something, you got to go at it 100% or... it's nothing. Or like, do you have an addictive personality?
I do have addictive personality.
Yeah. So like, I think same for me. So like, the people that have addictive personalities, like when you want to stop something, you got to cut it like a hard cut off.
Really? You know?
Like even when I tried to stop, like quit caffeine, I just hard cut off. And I did good. I stopped drinking caffeine for like a month and a half.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm back on that. Do you drink coffee?
I drink energy drinks.
Oh, well, that's... yeah, I mean, that's the same thing.
Yeah.
But, like, worse. Yeah, I mean, if you quit caffeine for, like, a month or longer, and then you drink one again, it's, like, psychedelic. It's crazy.
Oh, it just hits you like a truck. Bro,
it literally feels psychedelic. Yeah, I don't know. I remember when I drank coffee after those, like, that month and a half.
Yeah.
For some reason, it just felt like colors, you know? And then also, I wrote so much that day.
Mm.
It was a therapy video. I wrote the whole thing in, like, one day, kind of.
Oh, damn.
I drink coffee.
If I get off NoFap for a period of time, and then I fap again, it's going to feel extra special.
Yeah.
Is what you're telling me.
You're probably not going to see colors, but, like...
you might.
That's not... I was talking about coffee. I'm not jerking off.
Right, but I thought you were trying to make a point.
Nah.
Oh, okay.
I'm not the best therapist.
Right, clearly. That's not my occupation. Should I talk about my childhood traumas or should I talk about...
yeah, I mean, if you're up for it, yeah.
What does that do, like, talking about my old past traumas? Like, I'm a pretty happy, jolly guy now. It's like, why do I have to unpack that during therapy?
I mean, you don't have to.
Right.
I'm not forcing you to... right. You're saying it like I'm forcing you.
No.
You're asking, like, why do I have to?
No, but, like, why do people do that? Or why do therapists make people do that?
Maybe the way they're thinking about it is unhealthy. And they're like, allowing it to hold them back.
Sure.
But I think therapists, like, want to talk about things with people just so that they can, like, talk about it with themselves. Because a lot of people avoid stuff.
I see.
Yeah.
It was, like, I never really expressed... emotions growing up, right? Especially in an Asian household. I don't know if you ever said I love you to your parents.
Recently started, yeah.
You recently started?
Like when I was 19.
Okay.
But for some reason I always had this ego thing to where I don't say words like that.
You don't say I love you?
Yeah, but I mean, again, when I was 19 I started saying them, but like,
yeah,
for some reason, even like thank you or like stuff like that, I'll say them to like strangers, like coffee shops and stuff, you know?
Right.
But like with my family, for some reason I just never said stuff like that. I don't know.
Huh. Did they say it to you growing up?
Yeah. But I just never... they always knew I'd never said stuff like that. I don't know. I had some weird, like, ego.
Right. Even... yeah. Okay. Yeah, well in my family, they never said it to me, period. So I didn't even know how to, like, really express...
oh, your parents didn't say it to you.
Oh, no.
Oh.
They cook for me, though.
Yeah, I mean, that's good.
But that's kind of, like, their way of, like, saying...
that's interesting.
Yeah.
I've never heard that before.
What?
Like... the parents not saying it.
Oh yeah, no, they like Asian parents would not really say I love you. Like that's not known in the culture.
Really?
Yeah, they'll like cook for me, which kind of like equates to I love you, right? But then because
how come Asian culture is like that?
Because expressing love is not really like that's not where we come from, right? It's like what we come from like a place of like arranged marriages. So it's like love really isn't the center hold of like family. I don't know the statistic either, but it's like a majority of like families are started from like arranged marriages or like, oh, somebody knows a person, I think it'd be a good fit. It's not like they suddenly fall in love. It's just like, oh, my dad had a good career. My mom needs a guy with a good career. They get together and they just, you know, start a family. Mm. And then, yeah, I don't know how much love. It's not like here where like, I mean, I'm sure they went on dates. They've like hung out, but it's like,
of course.
Yeah, yeah. But it's just like, yeah, I don't know, like just expressing that emotion is just not really. We show like appreciation. We show like gratitude.
Hey, I appreciate you, dog.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
That's crazy.
I love you. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it is. So, like, being that, I guess I was never, they never said that to me. So now, like, I felt like when I got into my first relationship, I didn't know how to express that emotion. I didn't know how to express, tell like, my girl at the time, like, know what's weird?
That's true.
She needed to be turned on by emotions for her to, like,
oh yeah,
like,
I mean that's how girls work. Yeah, girls are emotional and guys are logical.
Right? No. But some girls like they get turned on by just like you know, like just
yeah. But like
touching, you know.
Yeah, but like
caressing,
especially if you're in a relationship and you guys have been together. Like, yeah, girls need emotional. Yeah. Need to be emotionally turned on.
And she like needed that out of me, but I didn't know how to give that.
Yeah.
At the time.
Yeah, I can see that.
Right, so I think
same with me as well, but I don't think mine was like as extreme as yours.
Uh-huh.
To where you again you say like your family didn't say it.
Yeah, so yeah. So when you had to express like love to your girlfriend, like you had no problem, you were just like,
no, it took me some time for sure. Like she started saying I love you to me first, and I'm glad she didn't get mad at me for this, but my response was basically like, I don't know if I can say that back because I don't know what that feels like.
Mm.
So I didn't say it back for like another 2 days.
Uh-huh.
And then
took you 2 days.
It took me about 2 days and I started saying it back, but it just didn't feel right. It did feel weird for me to say it, but I guess like after I would say a couple months it started to feel completely normal.
Yeah,
you know. And again with me, like, still I didn't know how to express, you know. I used to not say it with my family, so
right.
Yeah, it just felt weird. Oh, actually, the first time she actually tried to get me to say it, this was before she said it to me.
Uh-huh.
We were sleeping, and then we're like on the verge of like falling asleep.
Yeah.
And then she's like, she whispers to me, I want to hear you say it. And me, I had my eyes closed, and I kind of knew what she was saying,
uh-huh.
What she meant.
Yeah.
And I just started snoring. I just pretended to be asleep.
You didn't even wake up at all.
No, she said that, and my brain turns its gears, and it's like, oh, she's trying to get me to say I love you. And I just started snoring. True story. Like, yeah.
You just, yeah. You got to check. Thank God, though. It was like.
At night, yeah.
At night.
I didn't know what to say.
Yeah. I would, too. If I wasn't ready.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why normally it's like, yeah, like, girls try to get it out of you.
But, I mean, going back, like, again, that's what I'm saying is, like, guys are truly guys when they're around girls. Because, like, even for you, like, you know, your boys didn't get you to, like, express, you know, you needed a girl to like come and like get that out of you.
Mm.
You know, she like sucked that love out of you, no pun.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, she did. And yeah, that's usually how it starts, though. They do. Yeah. Start sucking.
Yeah, but like that's just what like girls will help you bring that like feminine side out of you, but like,
right.
Not to say like that's like making you feminine. It's like you need balance, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And I think, but sometimes though, like we can't have too much of that.
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah,
yeah.
It
yeah,
shouldn't. Like, it shouldn't never like.
Like I need it in like doses at night. Like I can't get them during the day.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, during the day you need to be on your shit. You need
exactly,
to
exactly. Yeah. Like as men, you know, like back in the day we used to fight wars, bro.
Yeah.
Right. We can't, like, you know, mid-battle, we can't check out for a little bit and text, go back to our girl, hey, baby, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for being nowadays, here.
Nowadays, guys are, like, head of social media marketing.
Right. Yeah, right, so right. Want. But still, it's just, like, maybe at night, you know, that's when, and, bro, even sometimes back in the day, that's how the soldiers get killed, or that's how some of the kings get killed.
What?
They're like in their little fucking chambers with the silky shit curtains, you know, they're like sleeping with a girl, and then that's when like they get ambushed.
I noticed like sex is right next to death.
Oh, what do you mean?
No, it is, and I don't know if that makes sense, but like in the human emotional like circle, but like sex is just right next to death. It's like
what do you mean by that?
It's like the other end of the circle.
Oh, right, I don't know right, if right,
I can fully explain that to you, because, but you saying that like that's when usually when those warriors die.
Mm.
That I don't know.
Because sex is how you make life.
Yeah, exactly.
And then okay.
Yeah, but usually when a man has sexual desires, he will usually put himself in like
harm's way
to get that. Oh. So that's what I'm saying. Like sex is usually it's sometimes right next to death.
Wow. Read that in a book somewhere? Or?
No, I was writing the other day in like a cafe and I wrote about that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Huh. But like even like let's say you go out to a club and you see a girl and like you want to take her home and like you know you hitting on her is like. She's next to some guys and she might have a boyfriend. You will put yourself in harm's way like, oh, one of these guys might get mad at me and might start a fight.
Mm.
Even just like in situations like you might start to realize that later on, but like, yeah, sex is right next to death. Yeah. It's pretty crazy.
That's real like philosophical. Yeah. Something to chew on for the audience at home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's also crazy to think that like being human, you can never break out of your own human habits. Because we're human, you know, like every single human emotion is a side effect of lust, which I noticed.
What?
Yeah, like, because if you think about it, a lot of people ask, like, what's the meaning of life? Uh-huh. What are we here for?
Uh-huh.
We're here to fuck.
We're here to just get bitches.
Yeah, because, like, no, it's true, bro. It's true. Like, this is something I was also writing. Like, I'm going to sound crazy a little bit, but, like, bro, us as creatures, our main focus is to reproduce.
Right.
We are trying to spread our seed as much as we can. That's just that's just men's, like, natural urge.
Right.
And that's the reason why a lot of people do what they do.
Right.
That's why people build bridges or like build notoriety for themselves is to get women. You know, that's like usually the main reason if you break it down.
But isn't it about purpose? About like, oh, like I have a sense of purpose. Like I am on this earth to.
Yeah. And why does a man say I have purpose is to impress the women in the room? Like that's just the main reason.
So you think if there's no women on this planet, we would not have purpose? Like we
yeah, just like James anything. Brown said in It's a Man's World. Have you heard that song?
No.
He says it's a man's world. Uh-huh. Men built cars, men built the train, men built everything.
Yeah, yeah.
But he said that the world will mean nothing without a woman or a girl, without a wife or a daughter. Mm. And yeah, like that's true. Like, bro, imagine there were no girls around.
I mean,
for some reason,
that's the life you were living up until 21. No.
Well, what do you mean? Yeah, but like I think subconsciously, like
I thought you were asexual or some shit for the longest time. I was like, I'll be talking to you about girls, and you're like, no, I gotta get these videos done, bro.
No, but I think like even at that point. I subconsciously like am trying to get these videos done to eventually like attract a woman.
Mm.
That's just like even if you don't know it, you're self-consciously like subconsciously like us as humans. Yeah, that's why we do everything. But like let me ask you this: if every single woman in the world right now dropped dead for some reason, like would you still have the motivation to like do anything? Maybe a little bit for some time, but like it'll start to get really depressing. Like you know,
it would. Well, first of all, I wouldn't have any of the videos I'd be making because usually I have a girl. Them.
Let's say the guy who built the Golden Gate Bridge,
right?
Why do you think he built that?
Because he needs to get to the other side of the bridge.
They built it for gold because right. like on the northern part of San Francisco there was gold, there was a gold rush or whatever, but like the main reason he built it was to like tell
get
girls
some
like,
ass?
You know who built that?
Next time you driving through that, the other side is my crib.
Yeah, exactly. Or even like to go get the gold. People right. wanted gold to get women, like to
right.
the riches, and you know. But right. what I'm saying is,
do you think the more notoriety you build for yourself, the better the woman you get?
Yeah, I mean, it'll better your chances.
Yeah,
obviously. I mean, what women want is status.
Right.
They want like, and usually, status comes from money.
Yeah.
Or fame. And women want that because that's usually security comes with that too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Women just want to be protected.
Are you gonna like, with your girl, do you pay for most of it?
Yeah. Usually when we go out, I pay like 80% of the time, and the other 20% is like,
she buys like bubble tea or some shit.
Yeah, or something like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I think, you know, men and women have like roles.
Yeah.
And like a lot of this Andrew Tate and Sneeko stuff has really like affected my thinking with this.
Ingrained in you.
Yeah. And it really made me show me like, we do have roles. Like men should provide and men should pay.
You should not be shamed for like wanting to like fuck other girls. that's the one point I was like, I see where you're coming from.
Yeah. Say, like, I had the same exact reaction. Yeah. I mean, I think it is a natural male urge to like not stop at one woman.
Right.
You know,
especially women, now, not at this age.
Yeah. Like women, they will find a man that they think meets all their requirements and they'll want to settle down.
Right.
That's part of a natural woman's like how it's their like brain works.
Yeah.
But men like will have the baddest bitch.
Yeah.
And will always like, you know, look at other girls that walk by.
Yeah.
Which is, I don't know, that part also for me is like loyalty is something that I'm like big on.
Yeah. So
like I'm always loyal, but you know, us as men, we know how we're wired, you know? We cannot help but to look around. Which is like scary, but I don't know.
How do you feel about sliding on your friends?
Sliding.
Yeah. Just like hit, like if there's like a, you know, if there's like a girl in your friend group, right? Would you make a move
in the friend group? Yeah. Like, has she been with any other friends that you're friends with?
No, but she's in the friend group. Like Jennifer, for example.
Oh no. Me and Jennifer are like completely platonic. No, I was gonna say, I noticed if you start to be sexual with like any friends that are, any females that are you're really good friends with, you're gonna fuck up that friendship, because sex will always make you, it will either lead to a relationship or it'll lead to you used to talk to them, because then jealousy or like something came up or something. So with like female friends that I've seen as like really really good friends, I will like keep that pure. And Jennifer's a really good example. She's like a sister to me.
Yeah, I always say that you got like, guys got like a 3 to 4, I'd say like a 1 to 2 month like window, that if this is a new girl that you just met in your life, you have like a 1 to 2 month window to try to smash. And then once it's like past the 1 to 2 month window and she's still in the friend group, nah.
Why not?
Huh?
Why not?
Because then it's like you said, now you guys are like kind of ingrained. You guys now have like memories together. You guys are too much platonic experiences together.
Yeah.
But that 1 to 2 month period, if you are not sliding on your like homegirl, you losing. You know, like that is the window.
But I mean, if you want I don't think there's a window. Like,
huh? No, I think there's a window, bro. I think after that,
you think the girl is gonna see you as just a friend, and it's gonna be like, okay.
Yeah. It's like it's like habits.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that.
So, that's usually so. That's why it's like now, you know, a new girl that pop. You know, like when a new girl comes into the friend, we're like, oh, who this? Right, and you know,
who this? Yeah. No, that's true. That is true.
Yeah. And a lot of guys miss their opportunity because they fucking wait too long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They try to be the friendly
guy. Yeah. It don't, you just, you pass.
You get friend zoned.
You get friend zoned for sure. Yeah. So that's the friend zone window. That's a new thing.
Friend zone window.
That's a new thing I coined. Yeah.
The FZW.
Yeah.
That doesn't flow.
No.
Should never be abbreviated.
No.
FZW. FZW is actually more syllables than friend zone window. Friend zone window is 4. FZW is 5. I've never seen an abbreviation be. Anyways, doesn't matter. Huh. You asking what else did I write? I mean, that was the main thing. Lust is the main mission from everybody, and every other emotion is a side effect of lust.
Every
yeah. So like I said, we're put on this earth to fuck, to reproduce, happiness, fear, confusion, excitement, ignorance, anything else. All those emotions are just like the crumbs of like lust, which is the whole loaf, you know.
Yeah.
That's
actually just true.
Right? That's like, the more you think about it, you realize, damn, that is our life mission. And what we are is, like, humans, and not even just us, but other creatures as well. Beavers, dogs, like...
Yeah.
We are viruses. And what does a virus do? It just, its main mission is to spread, right?
Uh-huh.
So that's what we are. And, like, let's say our host is the Earth.
Right.
We are killing Earth by, like, the more that we spread, we're just building... highways, buildings, pollution.
Right.
Like, I just realized that, like, damn, every single creature is just like a virus, and that's just our purpose, is to spread and take over.
Right. That's why we have Elon Musk, who is the top virus, who could potentially he is the number one virus who could potentially find a new host.
Yeah.
AKA another planet.
Yeah.
For us to infect even more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mars is next.
Yeah, Mars is looking real good right now.
Real thick.
Yeah.
Earth is like a glass of milk that somebody just like left on the counter and forgot about. That milk like eventually started building mold and like bacteria. So that's what Earth is. It's just like
mold and bacteria?
Yeah, it's just like it's the glass of milk that somebody forgot about. And started growing and like bacteria, which is us. You know. It's such a depressing realization that like basically nothing matters.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, that's kind of depressing. We're all bacteria.
And I noticed different ages have different thoughts. Like when I was like 18, 19, I had the mindset of like, I'm the shit, I'm the center of the universe. And then I noticed 21 and 22 has been like that, like realizing that we're bugs.
Damn. You came a long way from like how to think and grow rich, huh?
Yeah.
Came a long way since then. Before it was, you know.
Yeah. This is getting
the law
really
of attraction.
Deep.
But now it's virus.
Virus.
You do bring up a really, really good point to think about, which is like this world is, I mean, well, this, the whole purpose is lust.
I think thinking about stuff like this can like help you and like make you focus, is like even in your career, understanding your own urges,
right?
When it comes to like lust or like relationships and stuff,
yeah,
because you need to learn how your emotions work,
right?
To like optimize your energy, like, you know, whenever you're feeling like, you know, you need to get shit done and like you're on your shit, you're in your flow, you gotta like learn how to like keep that.
Right.
Keep that energy.
Exactly. And I was able to get that during the NoFap, during the 45 days.
Yeah. I also noticed when I had like my most productive month, I was also on NoFap.
Really?
Yeah. So I think I need to, I have it written in my notes, like how I called this note superhuman productivity. And I wrote down like what made me, here it is. Superhuman productivity.
Oh. Said yes to everything. Wrote everything on your calendar instead of on your mind. That's important.
Yeah.
You just did stuff and didn't worry if it was wrong. If it was wrong, you'll find out later and fix it. You went unfiltered. By Neural Beats?
Oh, Binaural Beats, yeah. It's like things that you can listen to that help you think.
Okay.
So basically the way it works is it plays one frequency in one ear and like a slightly lower one.
Mm.
And your brain tries to fix it so it like makes it the same.
Okay.
And it's like, I don't know. You should get into it. It's like, it helps you brainstorm. Like it
helps kind
of like it's kind of like a creative hack.
Really?
Yeah.
Does it work really well?
You got to wear headphones, but yeah, like I notice whenever I listen to those, like, it helps me.
You just come up with ideas?
Yeah, because it puts your brain in, like, it makes it just think better. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll write this shit down. Hold on. Because I've had those, like, brain frequency things on YouTube before.
Yeah. Did you listen to them through speakers?
No, I've, like, listened to them
on headphones.
On headphones, too. But
a lot of people make the mistake of listening to it on speakers, but it doesn't work like that. You need to use headphones.
Like, beats that, like, surround sound your ears, right?
Yeah.
Didn't touch your dick.
Yeah, that was the no-fat part. And that was, I think, the main cause of it. Hard. These things. It is hard.
Bro.
Is that it, or?
No, I just stopped at this because it's just... I just get so horny, bro. All these girls on Instagram. Oh, I should. But you know how many porn stars I followed and then just muted immediately after?
Yeah. I mean, bro, when you go on your explore page, you gotta fucking, like, you know, there's an option to click on each girl photo and say you're not interested.
Right.
Yeah. You gotta clean out your explore page.
Oh, no, I've done that.
Yeah.
And it still resets to badder girls.
Like, oh, she's not bad enough.
She's not bad enough.
Oh shit.
Oh, he don't like Asian girls? Oh, we said hit him with the Hispanics.
Damn, yeah, bro.
Yeah,
that's
just
so true.
It just Holy changes shit. My preference of women, but it's still women at the end of the day.
Yeah, bro, that's so true. It's never worked.
Yeah, you gotta hit the see fewer posts like this.
See fewer posts? Oh my god. There's just unlimited amount of women in this world, bro.
How come they're all in Berlin, or is that just my explore page?
Berlin?
It shows me such bad girls from Berlin.
That might be you, bro. Yeah, for me, it's Orange County, California.
Damn. At least that's, like, reachable.
Yeah. You were imperfect with your work, and you worried more about getting it done, and that is what made it perfect. That's very true. It's just setting a schedule and getting things done. That's really...
Yeah.
You didn't care about the awkwardness when working with new people. Your mind was just focused on getting work done. Yeah. And the last one's...
Do you read at all?
Yeah, I read.
Have you read How to Win Friends and Influence People?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it has a whole chapter on smiling and
really?
How that actually affects your mood.
Shit. It's been so long since I've read that book.
Yeah.
I don't know, like, revisit some of those.
I'm actually rereading it right now.
Really? They had a whole chapter on smile?
I think it's a whole chapter, yeah. But it tells you repeatedly, smile. Like, it's so important. Even when you're on the phone with people, like, let's say you're making a business deal.
Yeah.
Smile through the phone. Like, people can hear your smile. If you smile, your voice sounds happier. I don't know.
Yeah. What if you're getting fired or some shit? Or, like... Oh. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Jimmy. I'm going to have to let you go.
You sound crazy. I'll get fired? Okay.
You look mad crazy. All right. You look mad crazy.
No, not bad. Oh, shit.
That's
fine.
That's why sometimes I just pick up the dog and start smiling. I think I'll go eat him.
Oh,
shit. But yeah, no. Okay. Yeah, that's a pretty extensive list. Yeah, now I do schedule.
That's a big one. Yeah, if you keep too much information in your brain, you're gonna burn yourself out. Like, I forgot where I read this, but it said, like, your brain is like a computer RAM.
Mm.
You know, if you have too many, like, tabs or, like, things open on your computer, like,
yeah,
starts to get hot. Yeah, have you done psychedelics at all?
Yeah, I've done mushrooms and I've done acid.
That's something that I got into
recently,
is like just shrooms. I would only do shrooms because that's, like, natural, but that's, like, my preference.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, even that helped me, like, open my mind to think about things from, like, a fresher perspective.
Because
you know how, like, tears your ego away?
Yeah.
And you get to look at things as, like, a newborn baby. Improve, like, my personal growth.
You had a crazy
make
trip?
Me closer with people.
You had a crazy trip recently?
The first time I did it, I did it a pretty big dose. And that, like, fucked me up, which I needed. Mm-hmm. It needed a bad trip to, like, humble me, I guess. But ever since then, I've just like done just microdoses because I noticed like doing big trips is good sometimes, but it's mainly just a party, I think.
Yeah. So what happened on the big trip?
The big trip was like,
that's where did it take you? Where did you go?
Hell, it was like, I was like in a whole nother dimension, kind of. But I just realized like, there's like this human emotion cycle, happiness, confidence, paranoia, fear, blah blah blah. You know, it goes in a circle. You know, usually the circle happens like in a week or a month that we go through this. But then when I was like on this big trip, I was going through the cycle in like 5 minutes, round and round, and it was spiraling, like getting faster and faster. And then eventually it went to 1 second that I was going through, and I was feeling peak emotion. Every emotion was like peak happiness, peak paranoia, peak fear, you know, all round and round. And yeah, it felt like an eternity. Like, that's why I say I was in hell. But yeah, I mean, I feel like I needed that, and it made me realize my
what were you seeing? Were you
I mean, I was seeing where I was at, but like, I don't know how to describe. I cannot put it into words. Everything was just so.
You don't remember thinking about anything, like, because usually those emotions are caused from like seeing something or.
No, I mean, I just remember thinking that like this is gonna last forever. Like, it felt like eternity. It felt like I was there for so long.
Right.
Yeah.
Same. I had a similar experience my first time doing acid. Yeah, I took two tabs, and I was with strangers. That was the worst part.
Damn.
Because I didn't have anybody. I did it with like a fraternity, that and it was like a group of like 40 strangers, in a house. Right. They just brought me up.
That's terrible.
To a cabin, and then next thing you know, I thought everybody would like NPC characters. Right.
Yeah.
And I don't think I've ever told this story public, but yeah, I thought everybody was like, I thought it was a simulation, right? And everybody was like Sims characters. And then I just remember like, you know, at a certain point, I was like telling this girl like, yo, come into the room with me.
Oh, shit.
Stranger?
Huh?
Just
a stranger?
Yeah, I don't know. I was like, yo, wait. Bro, like, I don't know. I thought it was GTA. I thought she was like a hooker from GTA, bro.
You thought it was a video game. Wait, did she go in the room with you?
No, she was like, what the who are you?
Oh, shit.
And like the day prior, we didn't really have the time to do introductions with like 40 different people.
Yeah.
Right? So then at a certain point, my boy who brought me there was like, hey, bro, you making people a little uncomfortable. Yo, come with me. And I thought he was like, the fucking, I thought he was a character too. I thought he like, I had to like, you know, like get through him. Yeah. But then he was like, he pulled me aside. He's like, go to this room. And then he put me in a room, locked me in. I was like, fuck. And then he's like, here. He gave me like a fucking GameCube controller and told me to play Smash Brothers. Right? And then now all of a sudden I'm in front of this. I was like, fuck. Now I have to beat this game to go back out there. So I started going crazy, right? On Smash Brothers. Now, is this relatable?
No. Oh. What the fuck?
Well, like, you've done shrooms though, but you can see how it.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. But I've heard acid is like the digital version of shrooms, right? I could see how your mindset might think like that, but I don't know. I've never like thought that I was dealing with characters that I had to get through. Like, I would still know that I'm in reality.
Oh no, I was out of this fucking world. But like, I was like, visually I was still seeing things correctly.
Yeah.
But like, my mind was just like, it detached me. from like just like consequence, right? And that could be scary, especially if you're with strangers and people you don't know.
Yeah.
Because I think like heading into the trip, I had like my camera, right? And I was like vlogging. I don't think there's the footage anymore, but like I would just be like, okay, 1 hour into doing shrooms, right?
Yeah.
And then like slowly as I'm documenting myself, I'm just like, wait, this is kind of weird. Why am I talking to a camera? And like, there's just strangers behind me. Right?
Yeah.
And slowly I started getting like a little bit more paranoid.
Yeah.
And yeah, so it's like, definitely don't do it with strangers.
Don't what?
Don't do it. Don't do psychedelics with strangers.
Yeah, you'll start to get paranoid and like question everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Most of the times that I've done it, I've just been alone.
Really?
I don't know if you've ever. I notice a lot of people react like that, but my reasoning for doing psychedelics has just been to like go inside myself, like look internally and like go into my thoughts. So like almost every time I've done it has been by myself.
I just think that's kind of scary, you know?
Yeah, but like, just think about how much progress you're gonna make inside your own mind when you're not distracted by other people. Because, like, if you're doing psychedelics and you're like at a party or with other people, you're not making any progress. You're just like looking at the lights and like having fun. Mm. But yeah, when you're by yourself and there's nothing to do, I think that's when you make, again, progress. Like, you might think about like, oh, I should talk to my family more. Or, like, oh, maybe this friend isn't the best to have in my life, or maybe I should, you know, it'll just like you make like real progress.
That's true.
Yeah. Because like, and like, I've always like had the image online that I'm like straight edge that I don't drink or smoke weed, which I still don't.
Yeah.
And with psychedelics, specifically shrooms, I see that as like medicine. I don't call myself straight edge anymore, and I haven't like put out straight edge merch.
Yeah.
Because I'm aware like probably heroin addicts say the same thing. Oh, it's medicine. No.
Right.
But like alcohol and weed, I think the biggest reason why people do that is to avoid their problems and escape. But with psychedelics, it like takes your problems and puts it right in front of your face, and it tells you, hey, fix these things. And plus it's non-addictive, so it's like you never want to do it.
Right.
It feels like work.
I think that first time I did acid kind of fucked me up. Because then the next day, the president of the fraternity kind of like sat me down and was like, yo, bro, yesterday, everything good? Yesterday, you know, I think you made so-and-so a little uncomfortable.
Uh-huh.
And then I still had recollection of like what happened.
Yeah.
And then I just felt terrible.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, shit. Let me buy all of y'all breakfast or something. Let me make it up to you guys. Yeah. And then I dropped a bag of breakfast for the whole fraternity.
And that worked?
What?
Like, they were like...
Yeah, they're chilling.
Okay.
And they were like, ah, bro, it's not even that bad.
Huh.
Yeah, but in my mind, I was like, oh, my God, like, what have I done?
Yeah.
Yeah, and just like the emotions, I would say it just amplified. So afterwards, I did not do acid for another like 2 years.
Yeah.
Because it was like it was just that traumatizing. Cause yeah, man.
Yeah, I stay away from acid because it's like, again, it comes down to preference, but acid's like manufactured. While shrooms is like natural,
right? It is, yeah.
So it's like, it feels a little bit more dangerous to do acid since like somebody's like messing with it, you know. I mean, I've never done acid, but like, I don't know how exactly it differs. But yeah, because you know, like shrooms literally grows from shit.
Yeah,
because it's like fungus.
Yeah, I got some right now. I got something in my.
Oh shit!
Yeah,
keep that. Do the podcast on shrooms.
Imagine.
Yeah, could. But yeah, like the only substances I'll ever do, I think, is like shrooms and DMT.
DMT?
Yeah, because DMT is also like, it's kind of freaky, but like the human body produces DMT like on its own, so it like recognizes it. It's also very natural.
Yeah, yeah. I heard that that's a chemical that's released right before you die.
Yeah, which is so, that's what made me believe in the afterlife, because I've never really believed in like any other thing, but like... Yeah. isn't that weird that, like,
what?
Yeah, like, DMT just spills out into our body when we die? There has to be a reason for that. Like, you know, like, it's probably to, like, elevate our souls to whatever's next.
Yeah, I want to try DMT too, with like shamans and whatnot. And I just want to, but maybe at a point in my life where, like, I'm a little bit more financially free.
Yeah.
But yeah, at a certain point, I was curious too. Like, the other day I was like watching this anime called Chainsaw Man. I don't want to spoil anything, but I like, yeah, it touches on some of the topics of like death, right?
Yeah.
And yeah, it just made me think about the whole idea of it. Like, yo, is what happens if we just dip, you know?
Yeah. And what did you come to realize, or what did you start to think?
Like, it's just so life is so short. Jesus Christ, I'm 27 now, right?
Yeah.
And then like holy fuck, it just made me all of a sudden realize, like, oh, what was the last memory I had? It was like 20, 21, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, the last five, six years, like, right before I started YouTube, right, it was around 20, 21. And, like, that 6 years just went by just like that, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, it went by so fast. It's like, what?
Another thing is, like, is this also for you, like, that time is getting faster and faster?
Yeah.
Every year it goes by quicker and quicker and quicker. Yeah, it's like a spiral.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's scary. Like, it makes me think, like, fuck, when we're age 50... are these years going to be going by, like, months? Or, like, what?
Because
I remember when I was in elementary school, summer felt like 2 years. Dead ass.
Summer?
Like, it felt like two... Yeah, summer felt like 2 years.
Yeah, especially, I was in summer school, too, so that shit felt like an eternity.
And then, I think third grade, one day, when it was the last day of school, the teacher said, have fun on your 3-month break.
Yeah.
And I was like... this bitch say 3 month. What is she talking
three
about?
3 months.
Yeah. And then I started counting, like, the calendar and, like, seeing, when do we go back to school? Oh, in August. It is 3 months. And I started realizing, what? All these summer breaks has only been 3 months? And that's when I can start to remember that time started getting faster.
Oh.
When I started looking at the calendar and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I remember getting dismissed, like, in June. And I was like, oh my God, what am I going to do in my summer? And then maybe I had, like, summer classes, or maybe I had some. Yeah, and, like, each day was just, I don't know. It's just like, it's like now, because there's so much more things on our schedule, I think that's what makes, like, time go by so fast.
We're but also it's like doing the same thing over and over. Like, you know, every year has the same months and, like, the same holidays and stuff, same birthdays. So, like, you just do something over and over and over, and you start, your brain gets used to it.
Yeah.
So it's just like everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's life, bro.
Yeah. Next thing you know, I'm gonna be 80 years old playing chess at a retirement home, just like.
And you're looking back on all your memories, going like, "Damn, all that went by so fast."
Yeah.
Fuck. It's scary. Time is a scary fucking thing.
Right. And then what are you gonna think about then? Just like. Huh. I guess this is it for me. And just, right?
Yeah.
Are you scared? Okay, so the whole idea of bringing it up, because, and I don't want to spoil Chainsaw Man, but it's like people's, like, biggest fears, it's like death. People's, like, number one fear is death, right?
Yeah.
Is that do you think that's something that you are you're scared of?
Not really, and I think nobody's really scared of death. I think there's, like, two things: is the pain that comes from death. And then the second one is, like, how people will feel about it, like, your family. Because, like, if I die, like, I don't give a shit. But, like, yeah, just the pain and, like, what my family will feel. Like, let's say I get, like, my neck slashed. I don't want to feel that shit. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
If I die, I want to, like, die like that. But also, like, yeah, I don't want my family to, like, be sad.
Right. I mean, yeah, you can't really control, but neither one you could really control, so it's like...
Yeah. Like, I think... What do you think is the worst way to die? Oh, shit, this podcast is interesting. Talking about death.
The worst way is probably... honestly, falling.
Nah, that's, like, good.
Like, falling to your death?
If it's instant, then yeah, that's
cool. No, but like for you to fall to your death, it's gotta be at a like a really elevated.
Bro, that's the best way to die. What are you talking about?
That's the best way?
Because when you splat on the ground, it's instant. Like, you're out.
It's not instant.
I mean, if you're like at a distance.
You said the scariest way to die, right?
No, like worst way. Like slow death. Like being eaten by a snake, you know, that shit would suck. Whereas like you're in an explosion, you're gone, poof, like done.
Okay.
You know?
The worst way to die would be like just getting mauled.
Mauled.
By like a grizzly bear.
Yeah, that would suck. But it's kind of quick.
No, he just it takes a bite. Just takes a chunk. But you're still alive. Your heart's right here.
Fuck.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that would be bad. Any slow death, I think any slow death is just bad in general.
What about you?
A starving to death. Because that takes a month. Imagine dying for a month.
Okay, but like for the first like, okay, does it take a month for you to start to death?
Yeah, a human, I think, yeah, on average, like it takes a month.
Oh.
Wouldn't that suck? See, okay, starving taking a month to die versus falling and dying in like.
Okay.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Like, okay, fair.
Yeah.
Or like some type of like torture. Yeah. Some type of like, yeah.
Yeah. Torture that would suck.
Like maybe you get fed, but it's like they just feed you white noise.
White noise? Like
yeah.
Hearing white noise?
Yeah. Like you can still eat, but they just feed you white noise for like a whole month. I bet you could die from that.
Yeah, probably.
From just like paranoia, you next thing you know. Insane. Yeah.
Your environment is like really important, like what you hear
as well. Or getting like experimented on. Like I'm going to Thailand next month. Right,
you're gonna get experimented on,
and then God forbid, like just I don't know, some mafia just starts kidnaps me, sells me to human traffic, cuts on my limbs, but I'm still alive.
Yeah, fuck that.
I'm just a body. I'm just like, hey man, take me back to America. And they're like, no, we could use one of his ears. Let's fucking cut that shit off.
But that would suck to be a nugget. I think that's what people call it.
Yeah.
When you have all your arms and legs cut off and you just.
And you're slowly just getting human trafficked. And like being just being sold on the black market.
Sold for what though?
Just money. Right?
Like your body parts or like that
people want to have sex with? Yeah. No, your body parts. Right?
Yeah, that would suck.
Like you're still alive, but you just see them cutting off your nose.
I think that's the worst way. That's probably the worst way to die. And they feed you and everything and like keep your environment safe. So like
right.
They keep you alive.
They still keep you
alive. I heard about that. There's some cartels that like when they torture people, they hire doctors to make sure you stay alive can feel everything.
Damn.
Yeah. That would suck.
I don't know if this video.
Do you have any like vices?
Huh? Vices?
Like that? Like other hobbies than, that like keep you sane, other than like working out?
Vices usually are bad things. Are like you know smoking cigarettes or like
no vices is like
no
like,
vices are bad things.
Really?
Like, yeah. Vices are like
jerking off. You're right.
Yeah. Like healthy hobbies.
Yeah, like healthy hobbies.
Yeah. I would say working out, going on walks.
Walks.
Yeah. Getting a taco. Yeah.
No, that's good. I think walks are really good, especially without your phone.
Getting a snack from 7-Eleven. Except the other day, I went to get a snack at 7-Eleven and it got robbed.
Yeah.
No.
You saw it while you were there.
While I was in, like I don't think any guns were pulled out. I just saw like a group of thugs just walk in, start tossing shit. Yo, come outside! Come outside with that shit! And then I was like in the back of the 7-Eleven, just like. Yo, is this really happening?
Yeah.
I ducked. I texted Gabe. I was like, yo, this shit getting robbed.
Yo, what he you texted me like I was Superman.
I was like, yo, what you doing right now?
Like, yo, where you at? The 7-Eleven getting robbed.
What you doing right now?
I'm like, oh my bad. I didn't look in the sky for a second.
Yeah. I was mad.
He texted me. I was like, cuddle up with somebody.
I ain't gonna lie.
Oh, sorry, Shawty. Put my cape on. Bust through the ceiling.
I've never felt so pussy in my life. Like, right after I texted that, I'm like, bro, what is he gonna do about this? I was like, I looked through the fucking little crack at the thugs. I was like, look, I just, let me just get my wallet ready.
Yeah, I was like, why are you texting me? At least let me know, like, you know, if anything bad, if you don't, like, come home that night, then I'm like, all right, I know, tell the cops about what happened. But you was like, yo, where you at? The 7-Eleven getting robbed. We need you.
Yeah, I was
Gabe just bust through the door like in
I'm here, a Jimmy.
Tight speedo, and
he just get jumped though. Oh shit! Nah, I thankfully they
thankfully I came.
Thankfully, nah, they left. They left. I ran out of there, but yeah, Hollywood is a dangerous place, bro.
Dude, that turned into a vice.
Yeah. I'm not going on 7-Eleven runs anymore.
You came though, Gabe?
Yeah. Oh no.
Wait, no.
Technically I did.
No, yeah, he didn't. Yeah. No, what the fuck?
Yeah,
no.
Technically you came.
Technically I came.
Oh yeah, your girl's place.
Girl.
Yeah. And then I fucking
I don't have a girl.
A man?
No. It's a girl.
A girl. You gotta put the A in
there. Yeah. Gabe has one of, you know, just one on the roster. But then I FaceTimed him later. I shouldn't put your business out there.
That's fine. You FaceTimed me and I'm just like.
Yeah, I FaceTimed.
You FaceTimed him too?
I FaceTimed while it was getting no, 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 no.
He FaceTimed me after he made it up the stairs out of breath.
Okay.
Yeah. He sounded so paranoid. He's like, yeah, that's how I was got robbed, bro. And I was like, what?
And then I looked at him. I was like, "Of course you with a girl, of course."
Of course. You caught me on a rare occasion.
On a rare, bro. I caught you on the one night, bro.
I don't talk to girls.
Yeah. Gabe would lead me to die for some pussy.
I mean, again, that's our life mission.
Yeah, it is our life mission. And you know what? You read on the news. Oh, local 7-Eleven. A local Asian man was brutally stabbed to death at your local 7-Eleven. And he's just there on Twitter, like, oh. So,
how many times am I going to see this on my feed?
Oh, wait till Jimmy sees
it. See fewer posts like this.
Oh, shit. Gabe's like, I don't need this negativity in my life. Unsubscribe.
Well, he look kind of familiar. Whatever. Yo, Jimmy! Yo, what the fuck? You probably suck it up. 2 weeks go by. I changed the channel name to Gabe Axar. I like that happened.
Yeah, man. I think this is a very, very interesting podcast. First time we've like delved into some pretty philosophical topics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so too.
I'm glad to have you on.
Yeah, I got one last gift for you.
Oh.
I think this is like would help you like meditate and like focus. But I got you like a shell, I think it's called. You put it up to your ear and you can hear the ocean.
Actually?
Yeah, put it up to your ear.
It's not like a prank or something?
Yeah. No. I think he hears it.
He's in Colombia right now. By the beaches.
This is a clam?
Yeah, it's something. It's shell, a beach shell.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it's from Catalina Island.
Really?
Yeah, I went all the way over there just to get it for you.
Get out of here. Yeah, I definitely hear like a calming type beat, but
calming type beat.
Bro, this generation's fucked.
A word.
A calming type beat.
Why you gotta add a type beat to it?
Oh, that's hilarious, bro.
So, yeah, I can see Justin Bieber on this. Instead of peaches, they call it oceans.
Let me see.
He addicted.
Shit.
No, I'm trying to hear the waves crashing. When you say ocean, I thought there's like waves crashing in there.
Usually it's louder, but.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you see what I mean though, right?
Yeah.
We're going to have this on display for all future guests.
That's your best gift you've ever gotten.
That's the only gift I've gotten.
Yeah, we got one over there.
It took me a while to figure out what that was.
I
thought that was like a
toaster or some shit.
We shouldn't show the camera that.
Every guest has to use it, actually.
No, one of my boys used it afterwards. But he used it not knowing that I used it. Because I put it back in the box. And then he was just over. Yeah, it's a blowjob machine.
I understood.
Okay, yeah, for the audience that can't see it. Yeah. You have a blowjob machine that surprises all guests.
It's called Auto Blow.
It feels like the ocean. Now you got the best of both worlds.
Bro, you put that up to your ear while you put that up to your...
And you close your eyes and it's
amazing.
Put some ocean spray in the hair.
It's analog and digital at the same time.
Yeah, and then you just watch porn.
Turtle porn.
It needs to be the ocean.
Oh, right. Well, ocean porn.
This podcast has been surprisingly wholesome. For once, we're not talking about fucking dicks and...
We are, kind of. Autoblow?
Where do people, like, most know you from? Are you the, like jumping off the pier guy?
Yeah, jumping off the pier guy or the guy who sings in public.
Okay.
Yeah. But that's the image that I'm trying to get away from.
Right.
Which is working, but slowly.
Yeah. But I did, I'll be honest, I did really like that Billy Ray Cyrus one you did. Where you actually got a horse and you just...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That one was fire.
Yeah. Yeah, and I made, like, a skit in the beginning.
Yeah.
But that's always been, like, me trying to, like, slowly transition into film. Okay. Trying to make those videos, like, have, like, film segments and stuff.
Yeah.
I still can't believe I sang that song in public, though. I was down bad for that one.
Yeah.
Old Town Road in public.
On a horse.
Yeah, I mean, I made it cool, you know,
getting a horse and stuff.
But still, it's, like... That video is cringy to me.
Which one was like the most cringiest?
There's this video of me on my second channel where I'm singing the song Mine by Bazzy. You know that song?
Oh, yeah.
Singing that song at my prom on stage. Oh, my God, bro. You can go watch it on your own time. Yeah, my actual prom in high school. You can go watch that on your own time if you want, but like, I want to delete it so bad.
I mean, you could.
Yeah, I could, but I have a rule with myself. Like, I can never delete anything that I ever upload because all your videos or, like, all your posts are assets on the internet that get you more engagement. So,
Yeah.
I can never delete anything. Except for two videos I privated because they could get me in a lot of trouble.
You said the N-word or something?
No. I can say the N-word. I'm half black.
Right.
Well, I can say half. I can say half of the N-word. But
which half do you choose?
Depending on the day, nig or ga, depending on how.
We should cut
that. I put an or in between. No, I can say the full word. I mean, I'm black.
Right.
Yeah, I could actually be racist towards any group that I want to.
So for me, I could just think the N word, right?
Yeah, you can say it too. You can do whatever you want. Freedom of speech, bro.
I can't say it.
Freedom of speech.
It's just friendly.
But I'm like, yo, look at that over there.
Are you thinking it?
I can think it, right?
That is so racist. That is so
racist. Oh, shit. Actually, yo, I'm not going to lie. That'd be a funny-ass question to ask black people. Oh, yo, can I think the word?
Y'all be saying that shit about dreams. Is that cool?
That's funny.
I think the voice in my head is black.
Oh, wait, you wanna... There's a fish.
What the fuck? Is that the last one?
Just in case you want it.
Yeah. Wait, where'd you get this?
I also got some Flintstone gummies if you want any.
How many are you supposed to eat?
Yeah, however many you want. If you want a mega dose, like, fuck it.
I have this?
Yeah, it's a gift.
Oh.
Yeah, you can microdose, megadose, whatever you want.
Right. No, I think I'm going to take a whole tablet.
Flintstone gummies.
I really don't know what to do with this one.
You know, just put it on top of the... Does that ever open?
Yeah, you can open it.
I thought it was like one of those ones that like jump.
It's upside down.
Oh. This is the music you play like during like a manslaughter documentary.
This is when you see a shadow move behind you. And the door is just shut.
You ever seen Elfin Lied, the anime? No.
I don't think you're playing it
right. I need to start watching anime. What anime should y'all put me on to?
I would recommend Chainsaw Man. But I also don't... I don't like...
What's a good first anime, though?
Death Note.
Yeah, Death Note.
Okay.
Death
Note's I'm going to watch that, then. I hear that one a lot.
Death Note. Listen. Okay. Watch Elfin Lied.
Which one first?
Honestly, watch Elfin Lied first. Remind
me. I've never watched anime in my life.
This reminds me.
Yeah, except for Avatar, but like, that doesn't count as anime, right? Yeah. I want to get into it.
Death Note is a great intro. Plus, it's not like the typical
I have,
fighting.
On my list, I have Love is War, Hunter x Hunter, Attack on Titan. I don't know how to say the next one. Monster and Death Note.
Monsters 2.
It's, Attack on Titan for sure.
I might rewatch Monster, but that's too.
Hunter x Hunter 2 for sure.
Elfin, ELLIED, I think. Yeah, pleasure.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thanks for the presence.
Yeah.
It's,
put them to good use.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Emochi moment from Mark, who writes, I just want to thank you for making GLP-1s affordable. What would have been over $1,000 a month is just $99 a month with Mochi. Money shouldn't be a barrier to healthy weight. 3 months in, and I have smaller jeans and a bigger wallet. You're the best. Thanks, Mark. I'm Myra Amit, founder of Mochi Health. To find your Mochi moment, visit joinmochi.com.
Mark is a Mochi member compensated for his story.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.